Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Life Unfolded. My name is Amanda, or Mandy, whatever you want to call me. I am so sorry for the long wait. Things have been pretty rough the past 2 months, and I feel like now I can catch a breather and get back to the game. So for this episode, I just want to do a quick life update on where I've been, what happened, and things like that. So the last time I recorded an episode was back in August, so it's been quite some time. You know, back in August, I was getting into the transition of summer to back to school. So it was, you know, hard. Because, you know, right now I am taking anatomy and intro to healthcare to pursue my career in the dental industry. Classes are, it's all right. It's kind of hard, not gonna lie. Especially because my teachers did tell me that I have to make a 70 or above on my final in order to pass the class. So I'm kind of anxious about that. But just study, work hard, and I'll be fine, you know? Another thing that has happened was I was going through a family death. I'm not going to go in, you know, in depth about it because it's very personal, but yeah, I went through a family death. It was hard, but, you know, we're all keeping our heads up and making sure we can go through that door. Also, besides the fact that I was going through school and a family death, I was also struggling to find a job. I was searching for a job for the past 6 months, and it was hard because I was trying to balance my social life, my school life, and add in my work life. But now I do have a job. It's part-time, sadly. I was looking for a full-time job because I do have time to actually do full-time. But since it is the holiday season, they're only looking for seasonal people. I was only able to get part-time, which I'm still very grateful because at least I have a job. I'm not going to say like where or anything. Well, okay. I work at TJ Maxx. Which is pretty cool, being that is literally my favorite store in the world. Like, I go there like between once and twice a week. And the fact that I'm able to work there is like, what? I'm very grateful that I'm able to work at a store that I can pretty much call my second home. And I'm very excited because I get to stock up on my fall candles, my fall fashion, and my fall beauty products. And speaking about fall, it's finally fall weather over here in Georgia. Recently, it finally hit the 70s and the 60s. Right now it's 65 degrees and it's almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so that feels amazing. And like, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, it was about 98, 99 degrees out there. But finally, we don't have to see those 90s until about April or May. I'm pretty excited. I love cold weather. I love the fall weather. I love the fashion. I'm so excited to stock up on my fall fashion. If you guys want, I can do an episode on all about my favorite fall fashion trends, fall candles, anything fall related. I can make an episode just dedicated to that because fall is my favorite season of the year. Everything about it just warms my heart. Just sipping on a iced pumpkin spice latte, listening to some Indian folk music, and just lighting up a candle and enjoying myself. Also, it's midterms week. I'm nervous. So, I have a midterm that I need to turn in by tomorrow because I do take an online class, so I'm able to take my midterm online, But I'm nervous because I don't know what's on this. I need to turn it in tomorrow by midnight. So I'm thinking of just studying today a little bit and then taking the exam tomorrow after work, because I do get off early from work tomorrow at 2 o'clock, so I'll have the rest of the day to focus on my exam, because I really want to do good, because my grades are doing great, my GPA is doing wonderful, it's doing so much better than how I did in high school. In high school, I graduated with a 2.1 GPA, and right now I have a 4.0, and I'm not trying to mess that up, because I'm actually trying, because college is not free. And there's a lot of other things that have been going on. One thing that I don't like to really talk about, being that is considered negative and toxic, is just negative people, fake friends. You know, it sucks when there's someone who you thought was your everything, or as in like a best friend way, but then you have to hear from someone else that that person was talking bad about you, and it's just like, what did you do wrong? But it's okay, you learn from your mistakes, and one day someone will come back into your life, which is cool, you know. But now my life is just boring. My social life is just going downhill. But besides that, kind of negative stuff. Just want to give you guys that update about my life and where I've been. Right now, I am just checking on my grades for my classes to see what I'm missing, see what's due, updating my planner, and just getting into that vibe. I really want to get into that habit of like being more like into school, because growing up, even in high school, I hated school. I would never study. I would never get into that kind of vibe. And I'm always seeing like these YouTube videos, because I love to see like college related videos on YouTube, especially like college week in my life videos. And there's this one specific person that I love to watch. Her name is Danielle Carolyn. She also has a podcast called Gals on the Go. So I highly recommend to listen to that. It is so motivating, and it makes you feel like a girl boss all the time. I re-listen to it all the time when I'm in the need to get back on my motivation, step up in my game, and, you know, just work hard. So I really highly recommend watching. Oh my god, highly recommend listening to her podcast. But I love watching her videos. I've been watching her since I was 15. I am almost 20 years old now, which is crazy. Ew, that's a weird number to say. But I've been watching her for the past 4 years, and once she got into college, she goes to the University of Georgia, which is crazy to know that she goes to college in my state, being that she was born and raised in Florida. And just her videos are just so motivating. And it makes me, like, want to get in that, like, study vibe. Just, like, to work hard for what I want. But the only thing is that, speaking about college, I want to change my major. And a part of me doesn't want to change my major, being that I want to make my parents proud, but I was always told that I need to make myself proud and put myself first, which is something I have never done. And I really want to study cosmetology. That's something I've always loved. I love hair and makeup. That's like my talent right there, is beauty. And, like, yeah, I see myself being a dentist, too, being that I am so weird and I love to see blood and teeth getting messed up and getting fixed and surgeries. It's weird. I'm a weird person. But who knows? A friend of mine told me that I should just study both and, you know, have, like, two jobs, you know, maybe, like, full-time as a dental assistant and then, like, part-time as a cosmetologist. Who knows? The future would let me know what I want to do. As of right now, I'm just going to stick with dental because I've worked way too hard and I got very far to just, like, give it up. No, I can't do that because that's just going to... I feel like I would just feel, like, some kind of, like, guilt and regret for a minute. And speaking about that, my school has moved my graduation date a semester later. At first, I was a little upset about it, being that I was really excited that I was going to graduate next December, but they moved it to May of 2021, which is okay because I need some extra time for my classes. I don't want to cram everything up in such a small amount of time and just end up, like, stressed. So I think this is okay. And, you know, time will fly. Right when I know it, I'll be wearing my cap and gown and getting my associate's degree and working at a dentist's office, which is so crazy. Well, this is only a 12-minute podcast, but I hope you guys enjoyed this. I'm very excited to be back on the game, recording more episodes for you guys. Just keep your head up, do what you love, and always make yourself proud. Thank you guys for listening to Life Unfolded, and can't wait to talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.